Welcome back to Just Yapping, the number one radio show in your area. I'm your host, Jace. We're joined here today by Noah and not Cohen. But when life throws lemons at us, we make Leo walkers. Welcome, Leo, everybody.
Hello. I'm here.
Let's go. So a lot's happened over the weekend for us, me and Noah, specifically Leo. You weren't there. But the biggest thing that happened, in my opinion, was Playboi Carti dropping I Am Music, his fourth studio album after 5 years.
On Friday.
And then guess what else happened? Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You probably heard it on the 411. You're going to hear about it here. Comic-Con. Whoa.
We just synced. That's awesome.
That's amazing. So how was Comic-Con for everybody that went? We'll start with Leo.
It didn't go much, but just helping my dad prepare for selling stuff, mainly just getting things in boxes.
Nice.
So.
How about you, Noah? What did you do?
Well, as you know, because I was there when you were there, I only went Saturday.
Yep.
So it was pretty good. Very, very crowded.
Yeah, that was the most crowded day.
Tons of Spider-Man.
Oh, yes. We were everywhere.
Yeah. Got a few things. Not a lot, but...
Got some cool stuff. Nice.
Yeah.
You people and your money.
Yeah, I have like $100 to my name right now, so...
I got like 17.
Yeah, like 35.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Saw my first wrestling match there.
Yeah, you did. How did you enjoy that?
I thought it was pretty fun.
It was pretty energetic.
I like the jokes.
Except for Juan. He's a jerk. I don't like that guy. I was trying to be nice to him and say he had a good match, and he's over here chewing me away. Like, what? You're here because of me, buddy.
He was still in his acting
thing. He was still probably in his heel arc. Like, come on, bro. I had a lot of fun. I met some cool people. Dwight from The Office. Rainn Wilson complimented me on me and Cohen's outfits. That was pretty cool.
What outfits were you guys wearing?
Spider-Man.
I left like at 4 something.
Yeah, we left not long after.
Because it started to rain.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I would have had to been there till 10 if I went.
I don't think it goes on that long.
Yeah, yeah. When they shut down, they have to shut down everything.
Oh.
Yeah.
And since I'm there with my dad, I'd be expected to help him move everything out.
Yep. Makes sense.
So, be a longer. What have you guys been doing besides for Comic-Con this weekend? If anything else?
Sleep.
Resting. Yeah. Comic-Con's
tiring, yeah.
Yes.
15,000 steps on the second day. Can we talk about that? 15,000.
How much do you get on average?
Not that.
I wasn't wearing my smartwatch, so I don't know how many steps
I went
took.
Off of Cohen, and it was like 15,000-16,000. My biggest day I think I've ever had was almost 20,000, but we went to Baltimore. We were in Baltimore, went to New York City, walked around New York City for like 5 hours, stayed the night. Then the next day we walked like 13,000 in just New York City alone. So,
city's not the most walkable thing I've heard.
Yeah.
Just from how much traffic. That place is a nightmare.
Well, New York City's easier to walk than drive.
Yeah, because of the traffic.
Yeah, and everything's like really close distance. Like, you can go to a Target like 3 blocks away from your apartment or hotel. So you can just walk instead of taking a 20-minute car drive trying to find parking. So, yeah.
Yeah,
understandable. Parking jungle where dreams are made of is definitely New York City.
Yeah. It's so noisy out there, I'd have to say.
Yeah.
I don't think I would enjoy it much, being a forest guy.
Yeah, so Comic-Con, pretty good this year.
Why are we going back? we're on to other stuff, Noah.
Yeah, I was finishing
the thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Wayne Knight was cool. I got his autograph on my Space Jam jersey.
Epic.
Epic moment. Epic gamer moment.
Well, What would be the first place you guys would want to go to? Like
Tokyo.
Okay. Yeah.
That's one Tokyo. Crowded place.
Yeah, definitely.
Talking about crowded. That's basically the New York City of Japan.
Definitely.
Actually, of Asia.
Yeah, it is.
If we want to go there, it'll be the New York City of Asia. Because there's no other place like it.
There's like three. I forget
the capital. Well, the other two can be LA and Chicago. Tokyo's New York City.
I'm thinking like in Asia specifically. There's like only two places. The capital of South Korea, I forget the name of it, and Hong Kong. Those two.
Hong Kong is pretty massive.
Yeah.
Being but a city so is state. Asia. I mean, Asia's just absolutely huge.
Yeah. Where would you want to go? Doesn't matter how pricey it is. Like, where would you want to go?
Where would I want to go?
You started us off with Tokyo, and we'll hear your opinion.
I feel like I would agree. I mean, Japan seems like such a cool place to go to, but also...
Culture?
Yeah. Their culture is very...
Different, I'd say.
Yeah. It's like, you gotta be careful what you... Like, how you place your utensils, how you, like, talk, how you do things, how you, like, do your hand gestures.
You know, I'm one of those guys, I don't really care about all that. I just want to go for the experience. So it's kind of like, if I get jumped and killed in Tokyo, I get jumped and killed in Tokyo. It's like...
What a way to go out.
What a way to go out. Go out with that neutron style, you know?
But,
By the way, okay, back to Comic-Con real quick.
Hey. I thought you said we were done with that.
No, I just thought about this. Welcome to Just Yappin', the most ADHD-driven show on the planet.
Yeah.
Comic-Con next year is June 4th through the 6th.
I'm trying to remember what day
it's never. It's always been in spring. You know how weird it is to have it almost in summer? Well, technically summer.
Trying to remember.
Is that during summer break?
Yeah.
Wow. I would not have expected that.
So, first of all, we're going to be... You know how hot it was in there.
Yeah, it was...
It was burning. Whoa.
And I wasn't even wearing a costume.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's why I wasn't wearing my mask at all, because it was like life or death in there. But... Imagine that times 100, because it's going to be like 90 degrees outside.
Welcome to Indiana
or
weather.
Or it'll be 20.
Yeah. June, 20 degrees. Let's do it. We're in Antarctica now, baby.
We're in Indiana. Yeah. We never know the weather.
True.
It could be 100.
It's supposed to be like 70 today, and yesterday was like 40 throughout the entire day till the evening.
Yeah, it was like 50 and...
It's supposed 12. To be how hot?
Like 70.
That ain't bad.
Yeah, that's actually quite wonderful.
Quite wonderful is crazy, Leo.
If there's wind.
Yeah, there always is wind.
You just... There's no point in gambling on if there's wind. It's always there.
So,
yeah.
Happy Gilmore 2 teaser
Let's go,
trailer.
Baby! Okay. Hit him with it.
Yeah. How should we know?
All right. Tilted sideways. I cannot see. You might want to turn your thing on.
Yeah. Are we sure this is copyright free audio?
It's not playing.
It's not playing. Okay. It's muted.
Oh, it's going to be on Netflix. Okay. All right. Boom. Boom. Rory, Scotty, Bryson.
Adam Sandler.
Phil Nicholson.
I'm confused here. As much
do you not
as
know
people.
Who? Do you not know what Happy Gilmore is?
No.
It's a golfing movie. It's a really good golfing movie.
Okay. I'm not much... I don't have a head in the golfing scene, so I have no idea what goes on there.
But it's got Adam Sandler in it, dude.
And?
Oh my god, I'm this looks amazing.
Jace.
Yeah, what?
Did you just hear what he said?
What?
I said, it's got Adam Sandler in it, and he said, and?
I don't know him.
You don't know who Adam...
You have to give me references, I might know.
Have you ever seen the movie Pixels?
Context on the movie. It sounds familiar.
Pac-Man.
It's literally the video game.
He's
the main character.
Okay, yeah. I've seen it then, yeah.
Yeah. And then Grown Ups, the movie about all the grown men that go on vacation together and to the water park.
Didn't watch that one.
Okay, you're a loser.
I don't pay attention to actors or movies.
Bedtime Stories?
Come on.
Context to that show.
Hotel Transylvania. He plays Dracula.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
He knows who Adam Sandler is. He's just trying to play cool.
I don't pay attention to the actors.
Time to talk.
Hold on. I said Bedtime Stories, and you asked for context. It's literally in the name of the movie. The movie is about Adam Sandler giving his kids.
You know the movie, it's Click, right? The remote. I think it's Click.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Anyways, he can control a time space movement with a remote, and it's called Click or something like that.
The Night of the Museum.
Huh?
Dude, you have no knowledge. I swear. Dude, I need Cohen back.
You've never seen Night of the Museum?
Not off the top of my head, no.
I've seen it twice, so I don't blame him.
I'm gonna cry.
Yeah,
I think it's so good.
I think I'm gonna cause someone to have a mental breakdown.
When's it coming out?
July.
What?
Oh my goodness.
Happy Gilmore 2 is coming out in July.
Oh, I need it ASAP.
Yeah.
Speaking of ASAP, ASAP Rocky performed at Rolling Loud on Saturday night in California, and he did pretty well, I will say.
You take him as the kind of person who would specifically just fly to California just to watch a show and fly back.
Never said you would.
Yeah.
That never came out of my mouth. I was.
You just take him as the kind of guy, too.
No, I don't. You're lazy, Leo.
Yeah, July 25th is when Happy Gilmore 2 is coming out.
All right. So, how's electric guitar going, Leo?
Is painful on my own thumb.
Just use a pick in both hands.
What? No, you don't use a pick for the neck. The guitar.
Yeah, but it'd be so funny to
watch. It would be funny to watch you do that, Leo. Just sit on the floor and go.
Not would be funny. It's just very
double
difficult.
Pick it.
Double Yeah.
You have to. It's really difficult on the fingers to play all the neck parts.
Yeah, I know.
Ah. This is the only statement I feel like I can give at this stage in life.
Let your guitar hurt finger.
Yes.
I let your guitar hurt my finger. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Everyone has to start somewhere.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to start with?
What?
I don't know.
Nice.
Is it really interesting just the guitar shapes you'd see online? There's the double neck guitars, and it's really weird.
I don't. I'm not a guitar enthusiast, Leo.
I know, but I was just looking out for
myself.
Basically,
he just outworded you and said he does not care. So this is the point where we change the conversation. Spider-Man. Here we go. Spider-Man 4, big news. The one red-haired chick from Stranger Things is supposed to be in it. Who do you think she's going to end up playing?
Bitch.
What? The one red-haired chick from Stranger Things?
Oh, Stranger Things.
No.
You said strange in my mind.
I said Stranger Things. You just need to turn your hearing aids up.
Hey, what'd you say, Shiny?
What'd you say, Shiny?
What'd you say, me old boy?
Well, if she's got red hair, then...
But she can't play, unless if it's from a different universe, we already have an MJ.
Yeah, there's already an MJ. But technically, that's not Mary Jane, though.
It's Marie...
Maria...
Johnson.
Johnson,
yeah.
I was just going to say Miriam Starks.
Anyways, we're ignoring Leo for a little bit. Yeah. I think she's playing Black Cat. Because she can dye her hair. She can dye her hair. That's a thing, Noah. Or put a wig on.
That could be interesting, because...
They're saying, or she's playing Gwen. Because he said he read Tom Holland and Zendaya. Tom said in an interview, he's read the script with Zendaya, and they had to get up quite a few times and just process what was going on. So, and the rumor is, if there's a Gwen, there's going to be a Miles.
Hmm.
Because they're together. in this. The rumor is they're together. So.
Or they pull a Tobey Maguire third movie on it.
Yeah. How do we. Well, that's obvious. But how do we think of that? Like.
Of course, this is all rumors.
It's yeah, not this is rumors. From sources.
So I'd say. I mean, they gotta have Miles at some point, right?
Yeah, because that's the next Spider-Man has to be Miles.
Because they Tom's literally not gonna have, do this
for forever.
Like, they have Miles in the universe because
Uncle Aaron.
Yeah, there's Uncle Aaron's literally in the
Civil War
first movie.
Civil War. He's in Civil War. But and he's like protect Miles. No, he is in that one too. But in Civil War, he said, protect my nephew Miles. He's a good kid.
Yeah. But also the thing about Miles is he only becomes Spider-Man if Spider-Man dies. That's usually how all Miles become a Miles. Like a Spider-Man. That's his origin story, is that he gets bit, Peter dies.
Yeah. So here's my thing. Do we continue down that long line of having all the Spider-Man die just for Miles? Or do we do like a Spider-Man 2 kind of?
I feel like it might go Spider-Man 2 route because, like, it wouldn't make sense.
Tom Holland's way too young and waits, even though he's been doing the role for almost 10 years now.
Like, his latest movie at the end, he made his own suit. Like, so that means he just got into being, like, an independent Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't really make sense to just kill him off.
Yeah, no. So Miles is actually going to probably be a really big stepping stone for whenever they introduce Venom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I
forgot. Isn't Venom in Tom's universe now?
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen The Last Dance yet, but I need to. I think I'm going to watch it tonight.
It's on Netflix, I think.
Yeah, it is.
I've been awesome to watch that as well.
We need to lock in one day and just all watch it. But then we can talk about it next week. But... Yeah, I think Miles is going to be a huge turning point in where Spider-Man goes in the future. If they don't put him in this movie, they should just not put him in it until they, for like another 10 years.
They could.
Because they've already messed up the idea at No Way Home. What's the electric guy's name?
It's not Shocker. It's
played by Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. It's Electro.
Electro, yeah. He said, man, I wish there was a black Spider-Man. And he was like, and then Andrew Garfield went, I bet there is one in another universe. And it's already confirmed. Uncle Aaron is in this universe.
And you literally see Uncle Aaron from Tom's universe in the Across the Spider-Verse movie.
And in episode 2 of the new Daredevil show, there's...
Whoa, spoilers. I haven't seen it.
Spoilers ahead. Yeah. We're going to talk about it, though, because this is huge. It doesn't spoil the show, I don't think. I haven't seen it either. But I got told it didn't spoil the show by New Rock Stars. Shout out New Rock Stars. There was an Officer Morales...
His dad.
And he was black. But they didn't confirm or deny if it was his dad.
I mean...
It's given, but it's not... He could always have changed it. They could have always changed
that it. That would make sense if it...
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Because Daredevil is in Tom's universe.
Yeah, it's in the MCU.
Yeah.
Like, the Netflix show was in the MCU because they talk about the incident because the Netflix show takes place after the Avengers.
Yeah.
Because they talk about... aliens falling from the sky and stuff.
Yeah.
So, maybe... Like, it just seems like they're leading up to a Miles reveal, right?
Yeah, but who would play Miles?
I don't know.
I would say, like, voice actor-wise, if it was animated...
Just no, this is live action. It does. Yeah. Well, we're done with animated for a while.
Not until 2027.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's the final Beyond the Spider-Verse thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, if they don't have Madame Web in Beyond the Spider-Verse, I'm going to lose it. because she's literally Beyond the Spider-Verse.
Yeah. I don't know.
Thought.
But for rumors and theories of who might show up in the fourth Spider-Man Tom Holland movie, I think the girl might. So it could be Gwen, another MJ, that's kind of or it could be Silk.
Yeah, they did say Silk or one of the X-Men characters. I forget her name. Because it is taking place after the X-Men introduction, yeah. Which will be
Doomsday.
That's the Deadpool and Wolverine thing.
Yeah, because Doomsday, Avengers Doomsday. Comes out in between Doomsday and Secret Wars is when the new Spider-Man movie comes out.
Because Secret Wars, Spider-Man's in the comics of Secret Wars. He's got like this black and blue stealth suit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then in Doomsday, he's going to probably be in Doomsday because when Robert Downey Jr. comes out as Dr. Doom or whatever.
Yeah, it's Dr. Doom.
That'll be interesting to watch.
Peter is going to flip the crap out.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be
everyone's going to be like.
Yeah, everybody that's still alive.
Iron Man, and then Doom's going to be like, huh?
Yeah.
Who the heck is Iron Man?
Yeah. I like how Marvel's future is looking really bright.
Yeah.
I think we went in that rough patch after Endgame because it's kind of like they were just milking the cow of, my God.
They were like, it's super dark. Let's get funny again. And then everyone's like, guys, no, you aren't funny.
No, you got to stick with the dark for a little while.
Like Thor, Love, and Thunder, that could have been a great hit because now that I think about it, superhero movies recently are super dark, but they're not supposed to be. They're supposed to be light, comic-y, and like funny. Wow, because, you know, superheroes always defeat the bad guy. But also, isn't the bad guy of Thor, Love, and Thunder like a god killer or something?
Yeah.
Like, he's got this super dark name, and then the rest of the movie's like, aha, happy, funny, and then it's just the villain's dark. It doesn't fit. I feel like that's why people didn't like it. I still have to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think... Oh, my God, my voice.
Cover for him.
I think in Thor, Love, and Thunder... Oh, my God, I need water.
You can go and get water.
I'm good. In Thor and Love and Thunder, it was really about Thor not really being Thor. I feel like they could have made a way better balance of what was going on.
What, was it like he just switched back to comic-y Thor?
Yeah, he was just way too funny. And it just didn't make any sense. Hang on. Okay. So, he was, like, way too funny, and it didn't make any sense because he's been through a lot. And my voice is shot. So.
Yeah, if you want to go get water,
I'm good.
It's at 9 o'clock.
And, of course, the ultimate failure of Marvel, the She-Hulk show. Nobody liked that.
I never that watched one was so it. Just for
I want to watch it just because I want to see the scenes where Daredevil's in it, but I don't want to watch it because it's so bad.
That's kind of who I am with Velma. But for me, it's more like...
Velma?
Yeah, there's
nobody
like,
watches that crap.
It's more or less just sort of like, how bad is it?
We're talking about superheroes, not Velma.
But I'm just saying, like, I want to see how bad it really is compared to public perception.
Yeah. But
you never look at the critic reviews. Always look at the, like the popular vote, like the tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because critics can criticize anything, even if it's like Napoleon Dynamite, they'll still find a way to criticize Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Even though it's a great movie.
The average person doesn't go to like movies every week.
It just didn't. Fit.
Prime Marvel. My cousin went 3 times a week. Just saying. You remember that? Stretch when there was like 10 Marvel movies, and like the span of 2 years, 3 times a week she would be going to see Marvel movies.
I feel like that's
peak right there. When you go back to that
after Endgame, the most peak they peaked out at Shang-Chi,
and then No Way Home,
and then they just fell.
No Way Home, Shang-Chi, and then they just
dropped the bag.
I love Shang-Chi. But it's so
the
good.
Director of Shang-Chi, I'm butchering that. I don't really care. He's directing Spider-Man 4.
Hmm. Nice.
So that's a good already. That's a plus already in that department.
Yeah, like,
just, and they're already saying Tom Holland's going to be in it. Obviously, Zendaya is probably going to be in it, and Ned more than likely will be in it.
Hmm. Yeah,
your character Noah will be in it.
I'm the guy in the chair.
You're the guy in the chair.
Well, technically, right now we're all the guy in the chair.
Yeah, talking about the guy in the chair on Indie's Giant 90.9, your station for variety.
This is WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Is nine.
Yeah, it's nine.
Obligatory.
All right.
I lost my train of thought.
So, where do we see Marvel going in the next 10 years?
So, if they don't clean up, I feel like it'll be like a roller coaster. It'll be good, then it'll be bad, then it'll be good, then it'll be.
It's I like the Elementals or the Experimentals or whatever they were called. The Elementals. Externals. The movie where it was like about all those people throughout time.
I'm pretty sure it was Immortals or something.
I thought it was Externals.
It was something. Internals? I saw that movie.
I liked it. I thought it was cool. Mainly because Sprite was really pretty to me.
And they're super old. It's kind of cool to have like these ancient people.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was above mid. It was good.
It was good. It wasn't great. But people were bashing it. Like
I'd rather
Morbius,
watch another
movie. I understand,
movie.
I guess, the bashment of Morbius. But
yeah, Morbius, like you said earlier in one of the other shows, it just came out at the wrong time.
Yeah, it definitely did. Yeah. I think Cohen said that, not me. Or you. I didn't say it. But
somebody said it.
It just came out at the worst time for a movie like that. Same with Kraven. I'm halfway through Kraven right now, and I'm having the time of my life trying to figure out where the heck this story is about to go. And people were like, no, this movie sucks. I'm like, no, it doesn't. This is a great movie.
Yeah, I want to see Kraven.
Kraven's really good. It's on Netflix, too.
Hmm. Oh, I got to watch it then.
Yeah. Same. What's it about? I've not seen or heard any trailers.
Kraven is, it's about Kraven the Hunter. He's a Spider-Man. I wouldn't say he's a villain.
He's an anti-hero.
Yeah, an anti-hero.
Okay. All the Sinister Six are becoming anti-heroes. So okay. Venom, Kraven, Morbius, Blade.
Doc Ock.
Bro, if they come out with a Doc Ock anti-hero movie, I'm all for it.
Yeah, because technically he's not a villain. It's the arms.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll bring Doc Ock back because, they already had him in No Way Home, so.
Yeah.
He kind of came off as, his story has been told.
Yeah.
His character's done.
Because I don't think it's done. I just think it's
Toby's
told.
Doc Ock.
Yeah,
so
but
why would they bring
in
another?
Who's going to be Tom's Doc Ock?
Well, there is no Oscorp, so. That's the thing, is that there can't be a Green Goblin if there's no Oscorp.
True. But great point I'm about to make here. Kraven, I sent this in the group chat so you guys already know, but to the listeners at home, there's a scene in the first hour of Kraven the Hunter where a lady's scrolling through the news on her computer and she sees, and I see Daily Bugle. So it takes place in Tom's universe.
Possibly.
More than likely.
Yeah, cause
wait, J. Jonah Jameson, baby.
Wait, yeah, if you think about it, J. Jonah Jameson in Toby's and Tom's universe is played by the same guy. So
yeah, but they're done. It's this Marvel strictly movie.
Mm.
Well,
yeah.
No, it's a Sony owned by Marvel. All that fun stuff, but it takes place in Tom's. Unless if this is the gateway into Andrew's third movie.
Yeah. I don't know about I don't know about Andrew having a third movie.
I need him to, but he's probably not going to.
Because
he kind of sold the bag by winning Gwen Die.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure the movies just didn't go well. That's why they didn't make a third one.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to make a third one, but they didn't.
Yeah, same with Toby. There was a script and everything for the fourth one. They just didn't do it. And I forget who was supposed to play one of the characters, but it was this girl, and she got asked in an interview, "So, how do you feel about Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man 4? She said, "Oh, I don't know. That's probably not going to happen." And they were like, well, she said it's never going to happen. And they were like, did you read the script? Did you guys get in the costume? Did you guys film? She's like, no, we just read the script.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's never going to happen, obviously, because he's getting older. Unless if he mentors again, it's not happening like he did in the third one with Tom. Same with Andrew. Andrew, I could see having another one, but it would have to be the biggest Spider-Man movie of all time for him to have a third one.
Yeah.
Like, the crossovers would have to be there, because I want them to do their own different Spider-Mans, Marvel and Sony. I want Sony to be the grungier, like, I'm going to take care of this guy and this guy. And Marvel do their Marvel thing, where it's like they're kind of funny, they're witty, but they're still kind of dark.
You know what it is? I think I figured it out. It's since Stan Lee's gone.
Mm-hmm.
All the movies just...
Yeah.
It's not as good.
He still has the producer credit because he made the characters, but he's not actively working on the movie.
Yeah, because he's
gone.
Yeah.
Which, that sucked. The day he passed was... Dude, we all knew that was going to be...
That was like Into the Spider-Verse Peter Parker Spider-Man dies moment for Stan Lee passing away.
Yeah.
And everyone was like...
Oh, shoot.
What?
Yeah.
Everything's just at the fan at this exact instance.
But I don't know. I think there's hope at the end of the tunnel for Marvel. I just don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Let's just hope they don't stumble.
Was the new Captain America movie good?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, I haven't either.
Me neither.
I need to catch up on all the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Because I caught up with...
All I know is Harry Styles is a character now in Marvel. And I don't... That was established a long time ago in the Eternals or whatever. He's Thanos' brother.
Eternals. That's
Eternals, yeah.
Because they're eternal.
Yeah. The Eternals, he's Thanos' brother. Half-brother. It's at the end credit scene.
So,
he exists. I just need a good Miles Morales. Like, I don't want some stupid guy to play one of my favorite MCU characters of all time.
Yeah. But I think the lowest Marvel has gotten is She-Hulk show. Because it just didn't.
Or Moon Knight.
Like, it didn't. Okay, Moon Knight.
I did not like Moon Knight.
I will give credit to Moon Knight.
It should have been a movie.
Yes, it definitely should have been a movie. It was just so confusing.
Yeah.
That's why it was bad as a TV show.
You know, I liked Hawkeye. Hawkeye was really good.
Yeah, the Hawkeye show was good. I liked how they brought Wilson Fisk in that way.
Yeah.
And then they brought Echo in, and then they brand. I still have to watch the Echo show. Because that's what I did, was I rewatched Hawkeye. And then I watched the Miss Marvel show, which is pretty good, too.
Yeah, I haven't seen the Miss Marvel show.
It's kind of iffy at the start, but...
I haven't watched a lot of Disney, like Marvel Disney lately.
It's pretty good.
I don't even have Disney Plus anymore.
Yeah, Leo, you haven't gotten any...
thoughts and...
Yeah.
I was kind of just off on my own little thought trail here. I like how in all the heroes, there's just a guy with a bow, a guy who gets really angry, and then a guy who's really rich and just fills on suit.
You're missing a few more.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like,
well,
Russian girl.
Also, the Avengers are kind of now because, well, two of them are dead.
Yeah.
Spoilers, yeah. But if you haven't seen Endgame by now, I think
I feel like it's not kind of going deserved.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Endgame by now, you're just probably not going to. It's 7 years old.
It's like saying a like.
Oh, that hurts.
It's like saying an Avatar spoiler. Like, if you haven't seen it by now.
I've never seen Avatar, and I don't plan on ever seeing Avatar. Because there's no point for me to watch
Avatar The Last Airbender.
I mean. Yeah. Oh.
Not
I haven't seen very much of that either.
Not the Blue People movie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ever see Avatar. I've heard it's good, but I ain't going to watch it.
Yeah, just not my cup of tea, so.
Yeah, but Captain America's dead.
Oh.
Iron Man's dead. Then, Iron Man, he became a, what's it called? What's the word? A martyr? Yeah, a martyr. Like, he died for a good cause, like a war hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Iron Man's a martyr.
He died to save the world.
I think both.
I am Iron Man. Boom.
That was a good snap.
That was actually good.
Yeah, he was basically like, frick you, Thanos. Boom.
I am inevitable.
Wait a minute, where's my jewels?
I bought a ring that was in Infinity's Gauntlet at Comic-Con. That would have been cool.
It would have been expensive.
It was like $20.
Oh. Wow. Would have turned your finger green, probably.
Probably.
But,
Worth it.
Captain America died from old age because he time-traveled back to his time so he could be with Peggy.
I bet that was like a culture shift. Both times he went forward in time and back. Might have been a little weird for him.
Well, no. He grew up in the 1900s and died in 1945 before the war ended. And then woke up 70 years later. Yeah. Hey, the war's done. You're in the future now. Technology. Endgame. Goes back in time. Gets the stone. Comes back, they defeat Thanos, then he has to go put the stone back, but then he stays in that time.
Yeah. Just hopping throughout time like that must kind of
That does weird. Bring up the plot hole of how did he defeat Red Skull if
he went back in time?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's like, a good question.
Like
maybe he killed him again. Who knows?
But he how is he gonna explain to Peggy, I just walked out of the ice. Don't worry, I'm completely fine. Like,
I bet there was.
There's got to be some explanation to what he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. He got his happy ending. He got that dance. That's all that matters.
He kind of deserves after what he's done.
I mean, he's been through a lot. Bro literally defeated the Nazis. I think he deserves a dance.
Yeah.
Defeated some purple raisin space guy.
Yeah, purple raisin.
Yeah, he also tried to kill. Well, they didn't try to kill each other. They just had very different point of views on the situation.
Tony and
Cap. Cap, yeah.
I feel like Cap had
That was a great movie. That was probably the best Captain America movie.
I feel like Tony had a very reasonable crash out.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, did you know your best friend killed my parents? And even though Cap didn't, he was like, yeah, I did know. And, like, that's just a reasonable crash out. Like, your best friend kept a secret hidden from you that his old best friend killed your parents? Like,
yeah, I can see how that would make sense.
Yeah. Mm.
And then later, isn't it?
Oh, we got hoodies.
Oh, nice. We'll see him.
Isn't it like the after credits scene? He's like, Tony like gets a letter and the flip phone because Cap's like, sorry.
Yeah.
That's why Cap's such a good character. He's not petty. He's not like, I defeated you. No, I'm not.
He's
just going to talk to
man.
You. He's like,
he's America's
hey,
man.
I'm sorry for
causing
what
this.
Happened.
Yeah.
If you ever need a call, I'm just a call away.
I'm only one. Truly. Good character design, I would have to say, for him. Yeah. What's... Okay. The man's just zoning out the music. What song you thinking?
The song that was just being sung by me, one call away.
No,
that's a artist? 2010 song, ain't it?
Yep, from Charlie Puth.
Haven't listened to his music, I think, in a long while.
It's 3 minutes long. Okay. Anything else that's bothering you about the MCU, Noah and Leo?
I'd say just character writing, but case-by-case basis.
The plot hole of how did Wilson Fisk survive getting shot at the end of Hawkeye? I mean, I've read the comic strips. Like, he can literally take a bullet to the head and be fine because he's just pure muscle. But it's like they didn't show it, so, like, did he just take it full on? Did he cover? I wonder if they'll explain it in the Echo show or...
They probably do.
Yeah.
I just gotta watch.
Yeah.
It was like one of those kind of situations.
So.
Leo, you have anything you want to talk about?
No, not really at this current time and moment. It is currently 9:18. Anything that came to your guys' minds?
Spring break is next week.
Yeah, next week to the week after.
March 22nd to April 6th. We will not be here.
Yeah.
I thought that was 16 for a second.
So. Yeah.
I guess send us on away with that music of yours.
And the marathon, WBDG 59 marathon, May 2nd to May 3rd.
Yeah, it's 40 hours of straight radio. So that'll be fun.
And we need donations.
We're currently raised
$800 out of 1,700.
Our goal is 1,700.
No, our goal is 25.
Oh, okay.
But our first goal is...
All right. Okay. Well, we're going to head out. Me and Noah are probably going to work on something that you'll find on Audio Boom later, hopefully by the end of spring break. And... Yeah. Here is One Call Away by Charlie Puth. Enjoy, everybody. Have a great rest of your day.